Dempsey. Great stop here. Can Dempsey score?
When the U.S. beat Ghana in its first World Cup game, the best and worst of American soccer was on display. From Clint Dempsey's toughness to long stretches where the team simply looked lost.
Equalizes. It's a superb goal.
It was a quintessential result for the American men. Respectable, but hardly commanding. But now there's a systematic effort to change that, and it's happening in places like Foxborough. On a recent weekday afternoon, the New England Revolution's practice field is covered with baby-faced teenagers running through an assortment of drills. This is the New England Revolution Academy, a program that's part soccer finishing school and part minor league team. The goal is simple. Find the best local players at an early age and push them hard.
The kids don't pay a dime to come here. It's fully funded. We've got these facilities. We've got full-time staff. We feel that we can go out and find the very best players that we think have the potential to be top players and bring them into this environment, work with them, develop them, give them time, teach them, and allow them to flourish.
Brian Scales is the Revolution's Director of Youth Development. He says this academy and those run by other teams in Major League Soccer represent a major shift in the way Americans approach the game.
There's no doubt that the recipe and the formula for developing the best soccer players around the world is getting kids at a young age, having an age-appropriate curriculum that will allow them to develop cognitively, socially, physically, athletically.
The Revs Academy already has some high-profile successes. Diego Fagundes and Scott Caldwell came through the academy and now play for the Revolution. It's a path Academy striker Amadou Kounaté hopes to follow.
I like to score goals, but I also like to do it with a little bit of flair and have fun doing it.
Originally from Sierra Leone, Kounaté moved to the U.S. when he was 8. He's short of stature, but exudes charisma and an outsized confidence. A few years ago, when Kounaté was playing for a local youth team, the Revolution scouts ID'd him as a major talent.
And you come in, and it's really cool because you get in and you sign a paper, you sign like a letter, as like you're joining the professional club. So that was really exciting for me.
Kounaté has committed to Harvard. Afterward, he hopes to play professionally. He says thanks to the intensive training he and his teammates get in Foxborough, the prospect of taking on the best international players isn't intimidating at all.
If we were to be invited to a European tournament right now, we'd be excited. And we would go thinking that we want to win. We're not going already condemned, you know, thinking that, oh, we're Americans, that we're just going to go have fun. No, we think we're good enough. There's a change in American attitude.
The current U.S. team could use a bit of that swagger. And if the Revs Academy does its job, it may be just a matter of time.
We will develop a world-class player at some point. It's you know, whether it's 5, 10, 15 years down the road.
Which could finally transform U.S. soccer from an also-ran into a force. Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.